BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Good afternoon, don't be confused. It's 25 past four, this is Greg in for Scott at the moment because he's at the Carlisle Film Festival. Sorry, the Carlisle International Film Festival.
SIFF.
And he's stuck on a train because the weather's so terrible.
Awful.
He'll be here like, well, I don't know. Who knows? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I don't know. Tomorrow, I don't know. I think I might be in for Zane, to be honest. I don't know. Do I get overtime?
I hope you do. I think you should file for that.
It's nice. It's like the old days doing Scott Show. I quite like it.
What do you mean the old days?
I used to cover for Scott in the old days.
How long ago were the old days?
When I was on Early Breakfast.
Oh, I see.
It's nice to be back.
So you were like the new dev, sort of, the old dev.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. Anyway, Rihanna.
Yes. Hello.
We've got a couple of movies to review.
We do. Right. So we've got Scott's Radio 1 movie coming up, which I'm really, really excited to talk about. But first up, Puss in Boots.
What are you doing here, senor? Did you lose your ball of yarn?
You made the cat angry.
You do not want to make the cat angry.
I protect the innocent.
I am Puss in Boots.
I can tell, Rihanna, that you're excited about this
one. Don't you just shiver when you hear Antonio Banderas' voice?
Well, he was always kind of the best thing about the first Shrek, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And this is like a prequel to that. And the thing is, Puss in Boots is a completely fail-safe character, isn't he? Because everyone knows he was the best thing. We all love him. So this is, prequel. Puss in Boots has to team up with his old mate Humpty Dumpty and new love interest Kitty Softpaws, who's played by Salma Hayek. Nice. Who's very sexy for a cat. But basically, they have to team up.
For a cartoon
for
cat.
For a cartoon cat. No,
having said that, let's be honest. The Roger Rabbit, what was it, the thing?
Oh, I mean, Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit. Oh, my God. She's so hot. Isn't she so hot?
Yeah.
Even back
Trevor Nelson keeps going on about her. It's a bit worrying. Yeah.
Jessica Rabbit. She's the one.
I don't know, maybe Kitty could sort of take her crown, possibly. But they team up because they want to find these legendary golden eggs. But to find them, they have to grow a beanstalk. So it's just a huge mishmash of all these different fairy tales. And DreamWorks does that really, really well because they put on these really weird twists. Like Jack and Jill become this married couple who are really ugly and evil. But actually, Jack just wants to raise a family. It's just bizarre, but really, really sweet. Humpty's character is like this con man. And he's voiced by Zach Galifianakis, you know, from The Hangover.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always had a bit of an issue with him. I've never found him hugely funny.
I disagree strongly.
I know you do.
If you search for Between Two Ferns on YouTube, that will change your mind.
No, I've seen that. The one with Steve Carell. No.
There's so many.
Who is it? Ben Stiller?
Is a genius.
I can't remember. But yeah, I didn't find that. I'm sorry. Okay. But Humpty Dumpty's character isn't particularly nice, and he doesn't really look good on screen, which was a bit of a downfall, because I love looking at Antonio Banderas as Puss in Boots, those eyes that just melt you. It's just so adorable. But the, like I said, the mishmash of these old fairy tales works really well. It does rip off Zorro massively, which is fine because that's like one of my all-time favourite films.
Okay, so it's a good one.
It really is. There's comedy enough for adults and children. And, you know, there's a bit where they do helium voices. Simple, but very effective. I laughed a lot. Again, I really, really like these series. So 4 stars.
A 4-star for
that
one. Okay, now the big one.
The big
Radio
one.
Radio 1 movie.
Yes, Radio 1 movie.
Okay,
so
let's have, I mean, Rihanna, you are Radio 1's film expert, the reviewer extraordinaire. I want your special review of Scott's movie. Bearing in mind Scott's not here because he's stuck on the train.
Yeah.
I want your review of this. He can't hear you. So I want your honest feedback.
All right, so I was at the premiere last night and I was front row. I got special treatment, walked down the red carpet, everything. So this is all about segments from Big Weekend, at the Big Weekend, and also from people who weren't there because they were doing something different, something special. This has got interviews with like Lady Gaga, the Foo Fighters, Bruno Mars, Ollie Mers.
So describe the premiere. What was that like?
Oh, it was great.
Was it glitzy?
They made it. I mean, it was like this university hall, you know, but what they'd done was incredible. They'd done this red carpet. They had black all up the sides. They'd cut out pictures of stars and Oscars, like, you know, huge ones, painted them gold. There was like, you know, the Hollywood sign, actual Hollywood sign. They'd done that, but with Carlisle on it.
Oh, yes.
With lights, like bulbs all around it. It was just the lengths they went to make it special.
And that is what Carlisle deserves.
Yes.
It does deserve that.
It was, I mean, the students that worked on that were just fantastic, and they made it great. There were some really, really hilarious bits in this film with the Black Eyed Peas not knowing where they were, what they were doing there. It was brilliant. And the way that was edited was perfect. And the music was great, obviously. You know the music from The Big Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible, wasn't
it?
So many great things about this film. There were some threads that were like returned to over and over again, like a couple that were getting married. You saw like the before, the actual marriage, them dancing afterwards, and then a sort of chat after they'd been married. And they were actually there at the premiere.
Amazing.
How sweet is that? And like best friends who lived, one lived in England, one lived in Australia, and then they were reunited on that weekend for The Big Weekend.
So have you got a favourite star of the film?
You were actually up there, weirdly, Greg, because...
The thing is, I don't remember being filmed at all.
Well, I know, yeah, I remember you saying this. One of the funniest bits about this was when Reggie came up to you and was having a bit of chat, and you just looked in his cup of tea, and you're like, you still got your tea bag in there? And he's like, yeah, it's peppermint tea. And you just look so disdainful. You're like...
It's all go. It's all rock and roll, Radio 1, as you know.
Oh, right, I see. And it was just the most awkward, cringy moment, and it was brilliant. I loved it all. This is a 5-star film.
5-star.
Five for Scott. Can you...
Well,
debut film.
Imagine he heard that review and he's walking behind you now and here he is.
Ah, yeah. Scott!
That 5-star review is almost worth being stuck on a train for 4 hours.
Look, are you okay, dear?
I'm fine, dear. Yeah, I spent a lot of time in Preston. A lot of time in Carlisle.
I'm worried about you.
It's all fine.
And I really need a wee.
Sorry. Do you want to take over?
If you don't mind.
I can do that.
How good was that, though?
Thanks, Rihanna.
That's okay. Well done.
Glad you enjoyed it.
It was fantastic. And everyone loved it. Everyone had such a good time. The atmosphere was buzzing. Brilliant film.
Really
well edited.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well directed, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, what I'm going to do,
first of many.
I'm going to play a quick track. We'll do the news, and then do you want your show back?
Yeah, that'd be right. Yeah, thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Thank you very much, Greg, for doing a bit of overtime. Blimey, it's windy out, isn't it? God.
It's a blustery day.
I nearly got blown over. And that thing happened to me, which I thought only happens in films, it's never happened to me before, where my umbrella actually blew inside out whilst I was waiting outside Carlisle Station.
Has that never happened to you before?
That's never happened to me,
but
today it did.
You must always buy really expensive umbrellas, because that happens to me at least, like, once a month.
No, mine was £3 from the train station.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But properly inside out. And I was, like, actually really, really trying to hold on to it.
Mary Poppins or something.
Yeah, never happened to me before. So that was a good experience. What a great night last night. Thank you to everyone who watched the Radio 1 movie premiere on the website. If you didn't see it because maybe you were driving or maybe you were, on the loo.
No, if you were on the loo, you could have watched it on your laptop.
Oh, yeah.
Or iPad.
It's a bit gross, though.
Everyone does it, though. Not me, but everyone else.
I do not do that. Do you do that?
Watch stuff on the loo?
I've never watched
anything.
Look
at his face, he does.
Of course you do. Have you done that?
Of course.
Why? What kind of thing?
Why not? On the phone, you can just watch a bit of TV.
TV. I can't think of any other reason why you wouldn't have seen it.
The football wasn't even on then.
No. Some people were saying it was their birthday and they had to go out. Well, I'll tell you what, you can watch the Radio 1 movie with a 5-star review now, on demand, on the website, now. And you can maybe you can relive the premiere again tonight at 7 p.m. Should we just tell people to watch it again? Oh, at 7 p.m. Zane's not going to be happy with that, is he?
Not really.
Did you hear
no.
his voice yesterday? Yeah, thanks, man. Tell everyone to switch off my show.
He's going to be even more upset at that impression.
No, don't watch it at 7 p.m. tonight. Any other time is fine. Make sure you do listen to Zane Lowe this evening. A lot of people were quite choked up by the wedding scene in the film. It was really nice to meet them as well last night. Bruno Mars playing. Did that almost get you, Chris?
Yeah, that was the one in the movie that almost, yeah, made me shed a tear.
Yeah, I had that thing that I do. You know that? When I want to cry, but I can't quite do it.
Panic attack.
Yeah, no, I've talked about this before. I get a little... get a little kind of flutter. I don't know what it is. Right. My voice just goes... I don't know why. Moving and disturbing at the same time, that bit, wasn't it?
Yes, it was for me.
Moving because of the wedding, and that was really sweet, and disturbing because I am miming boy band style along to Bruno Mars whilst singing to Becky, who was eating.
Yeah, that was weird, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you started singing to me whilst I was eating some cheese biscuits,
I know.
I thought, well, I'm going to carry on, yeah. like... you know,
I'm not going to stop just because you're miming Bruno Mars at me.
It was a bit odd, to be honest. I just kept giving you the look of, like, what are you doing?
The one that doesn't speak is saying that we should put the whole of me miming Bruno Mars on the website. I'm not sure that's such a good idea, because you only see little bits of it, and that's disturbing enough. The whole thing is quite horrific.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's been a lot of fun this week, calling me up at random times and pretending to be various celebrities wanting to come to the Radio 1 movie premiere.
Which you fell for every time.
Of course I did, yeah.
You did, though.
Really not. This is your impression of T-Pain, which we played yesterday.
T-Pain.
T-Pain. Okay,
yes.
Hi.
Sounds exactly the same.
Yes.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Conversation got boring. You said you'd go into bed soon.
Yes.
So I snuck off to your bedroom.
Same.
T-Pain.
I thought I'd just wait there.
T-Pain. Okay, hi.
And you did one more as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody would fall for that T-Pain thing.
But you did again, though.
I didn't, though, did I?
You did.
Okay, right, listeners, we haven't played this yet. You be the judge of this. Would anybody fall for this? Listen.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, who's the hat?
You can tell who it is, Scott. I'm very famous.
Talk to me more.
You must recognise my voice. I am a very famous actress. I am
Alan Carr.
No, I think you once described my programme as boring.
Oh, it could be anyone. Is it Downton Abbey?
That's not my name, but that's my show.
Probably. What's that old one called? Dame someone, isn't it?
Yes.
Dame Maggie Stassett, Dame Maggie Smith.
Yes. Now,
how can I help?
About your film premiere.
Yes.
My husband is very keen to come.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Who? I don't even know who your husband is.
You do. You spoke to him.
Have I?
Yes. He rang you to ask for tickets. He wanted to stay over. You were quite rude to him. T-Pain? Why are you laughing?
As if you'd be married to T-Pain.
I would. Every night I'm lying there naked with this chain on.
Now there's an image for all of us, Dave Maggie.
So, can we come?
I'd love it if Dame Maggie Smith and T-Pain walked down the carpet together, as it were.
That's not even one.
I know. Anyway, you've had your fun, now get lost.
Thank you, Scott.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, Dame. Bye.
You don't say bye, Dame, do you?
Right, now, everybody, does that sound like I fell for it? It was a lot of fun.
It does on the text.
It doesn't, though. The Scott Mills Daily. And now more from Chris's autobiography, 24 years at the tap end. You love it. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 5:15. Are you running out of stories yet?
Do you know what? I'm not. This is the worrying thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Still plenty left, yeah?
I think so.
Okay, so today it's quite a momentous day in your life, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So, sit back. Relax, maybe you're driving at the moment, turn up the radio and have a moment to yourself on 24 years at the tap end on Radio 1.
Ready?
Ready, yeah.
I'm going to go to my 18th year at the tap end.
Amazing.
Right.
Go. We're ready.
Right.
Go.
It had been
ready, go.
Oh. It had been a priority of mine for quite some time now. The guys who could drive were getting on average more girls than those that didn't. Today was my turn.
Always the case.
The day had arrived, the day of my driving test. Arguably, one of the most important days of my youth. It was the lead-up of a good couple of months of lessons, theory tests, tears, tantrums. But here I was, in the waiting room of Pinner Test Centre, waiting to see which driving invigilator I was being drawn.
Did you have a lot of tantrums?
No, not really. I suppose I was quite a good student, really. Picked it up quite quickly.
Right. Well, you just said there were tears and tantrums, so I just thought I'd ask.
It's just for drama, really.
Okay, good. So there weren't any.
Drama and alliteration.
Yeah.
I had a tantrum. You know why.
In your driving test?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that was to do with the cat, wasn't it?
Because of the cat. I've told this so many times. During the 3-point turn, went under the car and wouldn't move on point two of the 3 points. Anyway, continue.
I've been with my driving instructor since the beginning. That's weird, actually. Isn't it?
Really?
Yeah, I've written that wrong.
That must have been awkward.
Yeah, I've written that wrong. Sorry. It's not how it sounds.
Want another lesson?
To the point where we had become quite good friends.
What's their name?
His name was Dave, and couldn't have been a better driving instructor. He had helped most of my cousins pass their tests, and I was hoping to be the next in line. Lessons had gone largely well, but the one the evening before my test had been a disaster.
Oh no.
It was autumn, and nuts were everywhere. The night before my test, I accidentally hit a squirrel, which severely knocked my confidence.
Was it okay?
No, it wasn't. It all went wrong from there, stalling at every set of traffic lights, and despite several slaps at the clipboard on the dashboard, I failed to emergency stop. Me and my driving instructor had an argument, which culminated in me walking away from the car into the pub opposite.
Oh no!
Conveniently, the incident took place just outside the Misty Moons.
Oh, Misty Moons!
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as lessons go, it couldn't have really gone worse. Dougsy came to meet me in the pub. The whole squirrel thing had made me think that to pass the test, I was going to need more than luck. Dougsy had already...
Yeah, to know how to drive?
That as well.
Dougsy had already passed his test, and together we came up with a brilliant plan. Dougsy was going to use his car like a police escort, go ahead on certain roads to block the traffic, and ensure I had a clear route.
Are you serious?
Yeah, this was the plan anyway.
So he's going to be a police escort to make sure that you're all fine?
Yeah.
What a great mate. What a friend.
Generally, the test takes one of five routes, so if Dougsy broke down on the main road nearby, it would make the tricky right turn easy. We also worked out a coding system with his lights. Two flashes for stop, one flash for go.
Really thought about this?
This way, he could drive behind, helping out. Dougsy convinced me this was foolproof, and although we weren't quite sure of the legalities of it, we left the pub happy with our plan. On the way home from the pub, I called Dave, the driving instructor, to apologise. He told me not to worry, driving tests are stressful, and that he was sure that the next day would all be fine.
Did you properly go off at Dave?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you?
I stormed off,
You regret that now?
Really do, I'm
Say sorry
Dave.
To Dave.
Really sorry,
Say
Dave.
Say sorry again.
Really sorry.
How sorry?
He probably won't be listening, though, because I asked him to put the radio on in the car when I was doing the lessons. They don't do it.
No, they don't. They don't like it.
Why don't instructors do that?
You think they would for 30 quid an hour? You think they would? Hey, I'd do anything for... Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I stopped myself. Whoa. I stopped it. But if you want to pay me £30 an hour to sit in my car and listen to the radio, I'm more than happy.
Exactly. 30 quid? I want to hear Fern Cotton. Thank you.
We left the pub happy with our plan. Nope. I've done that.
Yeah.
I decided to keep the plan away from him. That was Dave, the instructor there.
Oh.
Carry on.
Okay, carry on.
My exam was an early one, about 8:30 a.m, so I got up in plenty of time to down a couple of coffees and demolish a bacon sandwich. It was about 8 a.m, and I was at the test centre, waiting. Dougsy's phone was ringing out every time. I assumed he was already putting the plan into motion.
He was busy.
But I had a horrible feeling that he was probably just asleep. I kept on calling, still no answer. I sat there with Dave, waiting to find out who my invigilator was going to be. It was as exciting as the third round draw of the FA Cup. Dave knew...
Is that the one with the Kinder Eggs?
Eh?
Is that the one where they get them out of the little...
What's that?
Is it?
The one with the Kinder Eggs?
The one that doesn't speak, saying yes it is, the one that I'm thinking of.
They have Kinder Eggs
in football. I relate everything
to
food. No little plastic... You know, like you get the toy in.
She's not wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Little plastic things, and they pull it out. I always want it to be chocolate. It's some boring, like...
Yeah, always
football
boring.
...football draw.
Yeah.
Right. Dave knew them all and told me that as long as we don't get a certain lady, we will be fine.
Still, Who?
I can't say her name.
I've
definitely not. No, in case she's working this.
Okay, don't.
Definitely not. I don't know if they can take away my licence or anything, but I'm not going to risk it. Still no call came from Dougsy. I was beginning to get proper nervous. And then out they came. Please not the woman. Please not the woman, I was thinking.
Apparently there's only one woman that works at that test centre.
That's torn, isn't it?
Which was a few years back. So. Christopher Stark, she said a stern female voice.
Oh.
It was like Watford drawing Man United. I couldn't help but feel the odds were against me.
Why is it always related back to football? Always.
I think most things in my life are. We shook hands and made our way to the car. I went on a charm offensive, telling her how nice she looks. It didn't go down well. She asked me to read out the number plate of a car just in front, a bit of a sight test. To impress her, I thought I'd read the number plate of a car even further away.
You idiot!
Just do what she says at the back of the car park. Oh. That didn't go down well either. It was all how I feared. I was nervous, and as we began the test, and I'm not sure why I did it, I told her she smelt nice.
Oh, God.
An awkward silence followed, and I was instructed to drive forwards. The rest of the test, I shut up and took the instructions. Weirdly, it was actually all going well, even without the help of Dougsy. Manoeuvres went well, I nailed the tricky right turn, and we even managed to strike up a bit of awkward banter halfway round about the weather. But right down the narrow road by Pinner Memorial Park, disaster struck. I hit the curb and swore very loudly. To be honest, I was all up for just getting out the car there and then and heading straight to the pub. I decided against it and reluctantly drove back to the test centre, massively deflated. Annoyed at myself, we parked up the car and she started filling in forms. It took ages. She turned to me and it all went a bit X-Factor results. "You're clearly a good driver," she said. "You've got a lot of potential, but I'm sorry to say, you're going to be driving a lot more. You've passed."
Did she actually do it like that?
I was trying to remember it. I remember thinking, I've definitely not got this, and then got this. So it was something like that, yeah.
It's like a bit Louis Walsh, isn't it?
It was
like, I'm here to tell you.
In the final.
I want you in the final.
I couldn't believe it. She put the curb thing down as a minor. What a legend. I gave her a hug. Again, this didn't go down well.
Oh my God. Seriously, move away from the instructor, from the invigilator.
But I didn't care by then. I apologised and went to tell Dave, my instructor. He was happy. We high-fived, and I performed my celebratory dance.
Which is?
It's a sort of, I suppose you'd describe it as a kind of shuffle.
Okay.
You want to see?
Yes,
yeah,
please.
I would like to, yeah.
It was just like,
obviously this is radio, but I'll describe it to you.
It's,
Watch the Christmas tree.
Right, behind you there.
So, you've passed, and I was like...
It's a slowed-down version of The Running Man with extra arms.
Mm. Very well described.
Good.
Sit down again.
I had my driving license, but it was more than that. It was a license to be free, a license to have no boundaries. The possibilities were endless. I forgave Dougsy for his lack of help.
Where was he?
He was
asleep.
In bed.
Yeah.
And we spent the day doing what we do best, demolishing pizza at a Pizza Hut buffet. It was a great day.
Oh, all you can eat.
Of course.
Brilliant.
And that's it.
Yeah, we are. Now you've got your test.
Got the licence, I'm pleased to say I've still got it.
Yeah, that's great. At the moment, remember, there's only one woman that works at that driving centre.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's time for Dear Scott. This is where the posh Radio 4 lady reads out the stuff that you are saying on email. We do it every Thursday afternoon. And as I've mentioned before, I'll say it again, there isn't much quality control on Dear Scott. She will pretty much read out anything you send in. So, an email will be nice. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just put whatever you want. Put subject, Dear Scott. Like this.
Dear Scott, Samantha Mumba. Love, Joanna.
Okay, good. Thanks for that.
I wasn't sure what this one was about.
Is that it? It really is.
Samantha Mumba. Love, Joanna.
But that is good, because I quite like to be reminded of Samantha Mumba every now and again.
Yes.
Now, I'm not being funny, but this needs to be on the Wonder Years soon because this is an absolute tune. Go on, Samantha!
Your love for me came as a waterfall, flowing inside me like never before.
I just can't understand why she kind of petered out.
I didn't say, but baby, I know better now.
Would we like to hear this on Friday? I think we would. Maybe not this week. I'd totally forgotten about this song. All her others weren't that good, but Chew!
Don't wanna love you if you don't love me. Don't wanna need you
It's not as good as I remember.
She's retired from music now. She's concentrating on her acting career.
Is she? What's she been in?
She was in Time Machine, was it?
Oh, I remember she did one film.
Yeah.
Oh, bless Mumba. Next!
Dear Scott, as I'm not going to have the chance to meet you, I thought I would express my love for you in a letter.
Hmm.
I am insanely in love with you and your show.
Okay.
And Becky, of course. You guys get me laughing all the time. Back in the day when I had a paper round, listening to you made me love it. Did look like a bit of a plank, laughing my head off at people's doors, though. I'd also like to inform you I have a beastie amount of Scott Mills points. We call our common room at college the PR4L. It started off as CR, but I just couldn't resist. I absolutely adore all your features and literally cry with laughter when Becky pranks people in her robot voice. I would also like you to know how much I appreciated your Jeremy Kyle song. My mum didn't realise the amazingness of it as much as me, though. But my highlight of everything has got to be Wing. She was so cute, and I can't believe you actually got her to come to Radio 1's big weekend.
I know.
So awesome.
Happy times.
I made a background of her on the computer just to annoy everyone.
Said that.
And not forgetting her singing Beauty and the Beast on my iPod. Thanks for reading my crazy letter. You're my favourite DJ in the whole world. Lots of love from Izzy off of Telford.
Thanks, Izzy. Is the PR4L go mad?
No, I tell you what happened is I was stuck on a train this morning from like 10 to 10 till 10 to 4.
Yes.
So it was quite a long day.
Yeah, I know. Oh, any excuse to play Wing is good for me. This is one of my favourites by Wing.
Why do birds suddenly appear?
This is early Wing, when we didn't have any of her CDs, so we used to phone her up in New Zealand and she used to do it to a backing cassette.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Right, Chris?
Why do
birds... Let's have some more.
Fall down from the sky every time you walk by.
Oh, I still love her.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Radio 1.
On the day that you were born.
Thanks very much for that letter. That's really sweet, Izzy. Really, really nice. Thank you. I like your robot voice as well.
Yes.
And happy memories of Wing there.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Next.
Hey, Scott, Becky, PR4L, and the one that doesn't speak. I had something rather annoying happen to me, and I thought it was the kind of thing you may find amusing. I'm a student at uni, and have had a horrible cough pretty much since I got here. I was having an evening library sesh and needed a drink. It wasn't in my budget to pay 90p for a bottle of water out of the vending machine, so I got a cup of hot water for 10p, thinking I could then refill the cup with water from the fountain. I was feeling very smug with my plan, thinking I'd outsmarted the system. Quick trip to the printer, and before even one refill, I come back and the cleaner has taken my cup. 10p wasted. Not happy, still thirsty. Love you, Betsy, 18, from Canterbury.
Thank you, Betsy. That is terrible. I'm done with that vending machine out there, seriously. The one at Radio 1 just eats your money and doesn't give you anything.
It hasn't worked in months, has it?
Well, I tried it again. I gave it one last chance about a week ago. I just fancied a boost. Do you know what I mean? Other chocolates are available. And wasn't having any of it. It was there staring me right in the face, number 47. Put my ridiculous amount of money in that they cost. Nothing. Still not working. Next.
Dear Scott, I just wanted to let you know that I'm currently preparing for my English language GCSE controlled assessment. And for this, we need to analyse the language used on your show. This counts for 10% of my GCSE.
Oh,
so if I fail, I'm blaming you, smiley. If you could send me any pointers on how you use language on your show, that would be amazing. Unfortunately, now that I've had to read loads of transcripts from your show and analyse them, I'm now listening to your show normally and in my head analysing your every word. Did you know that you and Becky overlap, interrupt and intervene each other a lot? Love you. From a schoolgirl, 14. P.S. PR4L, you'll be happy to know I'm focusing on the concept of your feature on the show in my controlled assessment. Smiley.
I think written down, the stuff that we say on this show would look really weird and probably be really, really wrong. So, good that you're studying us in English, but I'm not sure that's the right thing, really. And 10%, I would feel guilty about it if you failed. Maybe study Radio 4 or something, because they speak well proper, unlike us. Next.
Dear Scott, I'm afraid I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, God.
You DJed at my local club, Legends, tonight. Other nightclubs are available.
Legends.
And I was quite upset to see that you didn't recognise me. I listen every day and go to sleep to your podcasts / free downloads. It's for this reason that I felt as though I knew you and was quite upset when you didn't say hello. Sad smiley. We did have a cheeky little high five, though. I was the one in the purple dress, right at the front. To redeem yourself, would you mind asking that beautiful boy who danced alongside me in the red and white jersey top to get in contact? He was very tasty. Finally, what was that mad woman with the mobile phone doing?
I know.
She kept elbowing me in the ribs.
Right.
Not nice.
I know.
Give my love to Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L, PR4M, and everyone else. Rachel off of Somerset.
Thank you, Rachel. I'm so sorry that I didn't recognise you, but, yeah, I don't think we've ever... Well, we have met, but I'm sorry that I didn't say hello.
Do you remember which one she was?
Yeah, she was the one next to the lady with the phone, who I don't know what was going on there. It was the strangest thing.
What sort of hair did she have? Not the lady with the phone, but Rachel.
Long.
What colour?
Don't know.
You don't remember her,
it
really?
Was, no, it was dark. Anyway, back to the lady with the phone.
All, how rude!
I know, sorry. All the way through my set, this girl was holding out this phone, and I was like, yeah, and read it, because a lot of people do that, because you can't hear, they like give you messages, they write texts, and she put, I know Dan Baker. And I was like, cool, I've no idea who Dan Baker is. But I was just like, yeah, good one. Carried on DJing. 2 seconds later, passes me the phone again. I'm like, oh, she must have written a new message. Nope, same one. I know Dan Baker. I was like, nice one. Fast forward an hour, she's still giving me the phone, telling me that she knows Dan Baker. It's the same message. I don't know who Dan Baker is, and why are you showing me the same message? If you're out there, please let me know who Dan Baker is, and please let me know why you showed me the same message for 90 minutes. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This time yesterday, we were all getting very excited for the premiere of Radio 1's movie. Now it's out there, you can watch it anytime you want. And please do, and let us know what you think. It's at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 right now. Some of the comments that we were getting last night on Facebook and Twitter, like, made me laugh, made me cry. 5-star review. Thanks. Crying and laughing, absolutely brilliant. Let's get it nominated for an Oscar. Amazing, best bit of telly on a Wednesday night in a long time. Yeah, baby, the Radio 1 movie is brilliant. I love it. So random, so emotional, so silly. 5 stars. Thank you very much. Rihanna, off of Films on Radio 1, our critic, gave it a glowing 5-star review earlier. But what does Chris, our movie expert, think? That's what we really want
to
know.
I've been listening to a lot of Rihanna's reviews to try and learn a few things.
Watch and learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's good. So, a review of the Radio 1 movie and also some other films that you might want to watch coming up now with Chris, who knows a lot about his movies.
So I was asked to do a couple of reviews on other films first.
Yeah, I like your reviews, so glad we're doing this again.
Do you want to do them and then do the Radio 1 movie?
Yeah, let's build up to it.
All right, then. The Godfather. Easily one of the greatest films of all time. All about families, this one, and in that sense, it is family-friendly. You certainly learn a lot. An inspiring tale that highlights the importance of family and respect. The perfect film for Christmas. 4 stars.
4 stars.
4? It's a brilliant film.
You've given The Godfather 4 stars.
I'd argue one of my favourite films ever, Scott.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, it's brilliant.
And so family friendly.
Perfect film for Christmas,
I'm
I think
surprised
as well,
you've that. Seen that one, Scott.
I haven't.
No.
I don't know what it's about, but I haven't seen it. That's another one. I've seen Mean Girls, haven't seen The Godfather.
Oh, you need to see that.
Well, you need to see Mean Girls.
Do I?
Yeah, you do. Now, What film did we watch when we were on our holidays?
Yeah, I don't know why you keep admitting to this.
I'm fine with it. I'm out and proud. We watched the Justin Bieber documentary, and we liked it, didn't we?
Yeah.
You were like, we liked it, didn't we, Chris?
Didn't we like it?
We liked it.
We did. There's no shame in it.
Yeah, it was quite good, actually. Yeah, I don't like to admit it.
Why? What's the problem there?
Everything about me makes me think I shouldn't like that. And I geared myself up not to like it and everything, but it was actually all right.
Is it a realistic portrayal of how Justin is?
I think so.
It's the drama 2 days before his final gig where you need to...
Don't spoil it.
Oh, I'm not going to spoil it. But will he make it or will he not? Because he's got a sore throat.
Oh, well, you've just ruined it. What are you doing?
And does he? He obviously does.
Yes, he does.
Of course he does.
There we are. We've given away the whole...
No, he didn't do it.
Given away the whole plot there of Never Say Never, even though I told you blatantly not to.
But I've given it a good review, so...
Thank you.
I'm sure they're happy.
Next review, please.
Mamma Mia.
Oh, I hated this film.
Oh, do you know what? Here's the thing.
I thought I'd love it and I should love it, but...
So did I.
I really hated it.
Mamma Mia has got me written all over it. I hate it.
Really?
I know it's like the most popular film ever, but I think it's bobbins. Awful. That's just my personal opinion. I know a lot of people really like it. I didn't get it. And you'd think that I would like that film. Same.
Mamma Mia. One of those kind of films that breaks into song constantly throughout. Ugh. Because of this, the film is tedious. Something which should take 10 seconds turns into a 3-minute song. It was difficult to understand what was going on in this film, and to be perfectly honest, I turned it off after half an hour. The reason? I'd rather watch Bronson saving the world. Oh, Brosnan.
I was going to say, Bronson is a totally different film. I don't remember him being particularly nice.
I'd rather watch Brosnan saving the world and being a lad in Goldeneye than watch him prancing around with a shirt off singing ABBA songs. Not my thing, 1 star.
I like the reviews, they're honest. And now, Chris and his review of the Radio 1 movie.
The Radio 1 movie. Sweeping up at the Carlisle Film Festival... And rightly so, I'm completely unbiased when I say this is more than a film. It's a cinematic triumph of our time. With performances, style and substance to savour, this shows how it is possible to smash box office records without being mindless. The film is widely acclaimed as one of the greatest real-life stories ever told. A rags-to-riches tale crafted by a director who already boasts a legacy of film successes.
What?
To be honest, what I did is I went and found the biggest selling films of all time and sort of robbed the reviews off that.
Have you done a cut and paste on this?
Yeah, because I needed the right words to sort of describe how good it was and I couldn't think of them on my own.
Good. So you just copied them.
I wrote the last bit, though. More epic than Braveheart, more punch than Rocky. Simply put, this film will rouse you.
Stars.
An easy one to mark this. 5 stars.
Rouse you? How did it rouse you? Who roused you in the film? Was it Jesse J? Is it Nicole Scherzinger?
A little bit.
Okay, good.
Oh, God.
Ooh. And there we are. That was
5 stars, Dan. Well done, Scott.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.